Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get into the Word with you guys. So as we start this, will you join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your love and your mercy for us and the work that you did on the cross. So God, we ask that you would open up our eyes, our ears, our hearts, our minds to receive from you because we know that you want to speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so today we're talking about salt and light. So Psalms 34:8 says this, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." You know, for our youth group, I do a lot of illustrations, and when I teach on stuff like this, I like to have snacks and food, and just so the kids can get the concept of tasting stuff. And a lot of times kids don't like, or people in general, to try new things. And that's a big reason why a lot of people they don't, like myself as an example, I didn't know the gospel. And when I first received the gospel, it was like amazing. I was like, man, I've been missing out on this my whole life. It's so good. And it's what it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. How many people out there haven't even had a taste of God yet, a taste of the Lord, and maybe they're just don't want to try new things, or maybe they've been kind of turned off from because of religion, whatever the case may be, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I promise you that he is good. It really, really good. So jumping into the salt and light stuff, Matthew chapter 5, 13 through 16. "You are the salt of earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored?" So for the illustration for this, with our youth group, I brought some little mandarin oranges and I put them on a plate. And I let the kids, you know, grab a fork and they tasted one, delicious. Then I took a little bit of salt and I sprinkled it on it. And then they tasted it and it brings out that citrusy flavor. Salt does that generally with anything. Put a little salt on it, it's gonna bring that flavor out, and to really really good flavor anyway. So the kids were liking that, and that's what it means. But we're the salt of the earth, right? We bring salt to things in this world, you know, because the Lord is so good. We want people to taste that the Lord is good. And so we love people, we be graceful, you know, long-suffering, all those beautiful things are salt. And when we can be that salt to people, they're going to taste and they're going to see that the Lord is good. Now, here's a flip side of that. What I did is the oranges, you know, had them taste it without salt, with a little bit of salt. And the next round, what I did is I poured a bunch of salt on it. Like, I mean, I just took this salt and I just poured it all over, and to where it was ridiculous. And challenge a couple of the kids, some of the crazy ones. You know, we always have a couple of crazy kids in our youth group, and they actually tried it. They dipped their fork in there and they ate it, and they're like, man, that is horrible. Nobody liked it. Too much salt. And just like we bring salt and we flavor things up and people taste and see that the Lord is good, we can be too much salt. Too much salt is not good. Too much salt throws people off. And what I mean by that is, you know, people can be kind of religious, and religion is something that turns people away from a personal relationship with Jesus. And however that religion looks, maybe it's being really pushy and exposing people and their sins and their failures and whatnot. And it kind of can be pushy on people, you know, and that's just like putting too much salt on something. Just the right amount, people are going to see that the Lord is good, but too much salt, nobody wants anything to do with that. It's actually, you know, I tried one and it's unbearable. It's like, I can't do this. So I began to think about my own life. You know, if I'm salt of the earth, am I putting enough salt on just right? Am I being graceful and loving and caring to people and pointing the way? Or can I be overbearing and religious and push people away from the work of the cross? Because it can happen. And that's what I think about when I read this. One of the things I think about is you know, too much salt throws it off. And we're going to keep reading. So, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. You see, also for the teaching, what I did is I had a lamp and I had a basket, and then I also had a flashlight. We are the light of the world. You know, we bring light to situation. The light is in us. The light is Jesus. So when we, in everything we do, from working to our families to our relationships, we bring that light, and it brings light to these situations. Maybe people are in a place of darkness, and they just don't know what to do, and they're facing some really tough decisions in their life, and then you come with the light of God and bring light to the situation, and it gives people the opportunity to see clearly, to see where they're going, to make, you know, good decisions, godly decisions. But a flashlight, the light, we can use it in a bad way. We imagine pointing that, I did that, pointed that LED, bright LED at kids' faces, and they're like, man, I'm like, so you see, when you use light in the wrong way, it can push people away. Just like the salt, too much salt can push people away if we're not wise with that. Just like the light, God wants us to use it not to expose people and give them, put them on guilt trips and condemnation. No, it's to show them the gospel, show them Jesus, and that they would taste and see that he is good. And, you know, generally speaking for youth, as the youth are growing in the relationship with Christ, either they're going to be way too salty, way too bright, pointing the light at people where they're like, man, or they're going to take that light and hide it, put a basket over that light so nobody sees it at all. And I think, you know, speaking for all of us, that's what we all deal with from one degree to another, from one time in our life or another. Either we're super religious and pushy, maybe a little too pushy. We only have good intentions, but it's really pushy, or we hide it. And we don't want people to know when we're around certain friends or certain crowd. We don't want people to know that we have the light inside of us. So we hide it for whatever reasons. We don't want to be seen as an outcast or judged or laughed at. And we have to have that balance of salt and light, because you are salt and you are light. And so I pray that you would use it wisely, that you would use it, that you wouldn't be too overbearing, but yet you wouldn't hide it. Okay. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you guys think about that next time you put salt on your food, next time you turn on the light, that you would think about that you are salt and you are light. All right. Well, God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.